Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Monday morning. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Horrible weekend weather-wise. I mean, it's freezing cold. Yesterday I was at a rugby game. Zoli had a rugby game at Mentor High. It was windy. It was cold, probably about 11 degrees. We stuck through it, though.
It was very brisk over the weekend. I was actually in Columbus and indoors at a karate tournament. Lots of karate over the weekend. And it was sunny there, at least. Was it sunny here?
Yesterday it was not. The day before it was faux sun. Yeah, it didn't warm us up,
but yeah, at least it was out. It was cold, but it was sun.
I commend anybody, and it probably was in your neighborhood as well. My neighbors are very mowing aware, and they were out with winter hats mowing and getting it done. I did not get it done. I said, you know what? I'm going to wait for today when it's 61 and sunny, and then I'm going to start
hardcore.
Mowing. Yeah, I just looked. I said, you know what? I'm the only one of them. I have this long grass. Everybody else looks great. They're out there in the winter gear mowing those yards. I commend all of them.
Well, and it is a contest. If one person does it, you can't be the guy that doesn't.
You can.
But not for long.
Well, it just can't be the guy next door.
Right.
Who
really
makes you look horrible.
The balance is
off. The guy
off.
Across the street. Cat a corner over here. You think to yourself, you feel a little pressure. It's when the human next door to you mows that you think to yourself, now I'm the guy.
It's an unspoken competition.
Speaking of contests.
Don't. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. Nobody's got it right yet.
I sense a little Monday morning sass with that setup.
No.
They have had the rest of Friday. All day Saturday, all day Sunday, just over 6 hours today to come up with a name. Maybe today's the day.
Maybe today's the day.
Can we get a winner?
Good morning.
Good morning. What a great sports weekend it was. Cavs won.
Awesome.
Guardians swept the A's. I mean, I am in a good mood this morning.
My boys' lacrosse team won.
Oh. Hey, nice. Where was that?
Strongsville.
Lacrosse is one of the most underrated sports. I love to watch it. I don't understand what's going on in the game half the time.
Yeah, me neither.
That is a great sport.
And you got to take a beating. Those sticks and whacking and slashing, and they come home with bruises everywhere.
And who would want to be the goalie standing in front of them throwing that thing 100 miles an hour? Are you crazy?
No, thank you.
No, I would not do that. I would not do that at all. But we would love your guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
Charles Stanley.
It is not Charles Stanley.
But we enjoyed talking lacrosse with you.
Yes, we did.
All right.
We appreciate that. So tomorrow morning, 6:10, another guest we will need for Dead Guy in an Envelope on Star 102. Saw my mother-in-law yesterday. Zoli had a rugby game in Mentor. Took on Shaker. Shaker beat him. It was beautiful weather for a game. 40 degrees, windy. Cloudy.
I was outdoor at a baseball game yesterday afternoon as well. It was very crisp.
You are sporty, Jen.
I was very sporty this weekend. Very crisp. Very crisp weekend.
It's almost May. Like, let's hurry this up. The reason I mention this is she said, Tim, and she'll listen to Trump Tui, and, you know, we'll get the Well, Jen lost a lot. So she did. Back to back losses could be today.
Again?
And then she said to me, so what's that dead envelope thing you do?
Ah, geez.
So here we go.
Does she like it?
And I said, yeah. I said, it's a name and an envelope. And she listens on her smart speaker, on her Alexa.
That's nice.
And I said, yeah, Jen hates the game and I like the game.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I don't love that game either. And I told her, I said, okay, so that's fair. And mm-hmm. then I've said mm-hmm. the same thing to Jen. At 6:10 in the morning, legitimately, what have we ever done better on this show? I said, we walk into the studio, and as soon as I say good morning, we have full phones for guests as a dead guy envelope.
You're saying, what have we ever done better, as in this is the best thing we've ever done?
At 6:10 in the morning on the show, and it's not even close.
Wow.
We have full phones.
It's just so
we have people guessing.
Frustrating because we're, you know.
I don't know.
There's
no
end in sight.
You don't know that. It could be tomorrow. We have no idea. It could be a year down the road. It could be tomorrow. We get to talk to people at 6:10 in the morning, talk about lacrosse.
That I like. But it just feels lengthy on the game.
She said to me, do these people know they win nothing? I'm like, yes, full disclosure.
Yeah, they win nothing.
I got nothing. I have nothing. So tomorrow morning, another guess.
Did she have a guess? Did she try to guess?
She said, well, how many guesses have there been? And I pulled out my phone.
In your paragraph form.
And I showed her in paragraph form.
The amount of time.
And I gave this, oh my gosh, there's been that many guesses. I said, there have been. And she said, this is very well organized. I love the paragraph form. That part I made up, but the rest of the story is true.
I don't think she said that.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, Jen and Tim Show. Who got into the Rock Hall?
Okay, let's go through this. I mean, it's a massive list. There's 16 inductees. Let's talk about the ones that are really, I think, relevant to Star 102. So Mary J. Blige, which I thought she was getting in from the beginning, right? You thought no for her or yes?
You thought she was getting in from the beginning?
Oh, don't. Yes, I did.
I think we shrugged that off on Friday.
No, I shrugged off Mariah Carey on Friday.
No, I think you went around and said that it was Mariah Carey, and then you dropped Mary J. Blige.
I don't think I dropped her.
Huh.
We'll have to double check on that.
Guess
anyway,
we'll have to go back and
Mary
listen.
J. Blige.
I guessed that she would not get in. You did guess that she was going to get in.
Cher.
We both guessed she would get in, right? Yeah.
Right. Because Cher made those comments in the past year. I feel like the Rock Hall is like, oh, we'll show you.
You think
you're not getting in? You're in.
I looked at her socials last night.
Did she say anything?
Looked at her socials again today just to think if there was anything.
Yeah.
There's been nothing on X since, I don't know, February or something like that. And I'm just wondering if Tuesday's Jen and Tim show, there's going to be some comments. Is she going to embrace it? Is she going to say,
yeah,
didn't you hear me the first time? I don't know.
I think she'll embrace it now. Don't you think?
Like, no, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
You think
she'll still be like,
yeah. We'll see.
Dave Matthews Band is in after winning the fan vote for a second
time. 7 years in a row.
I don't think it was seven. Do you?
It felt like they won the fan vote.
Fact checked.
Literally since we've been doing this show. But congratulations. That's big.
Oh, we should mention Cher was a first time nominee. Mm-hmm. Foreigners in, they were a first time nominee. Peter Frampton, first time nominee. Cool and the Gang, first time nominee. Ozzy Osbourne, first time nominee. We thought Ozzy would get in too.
We did. Yeah, a lot of those we thought were going to get
in. And I knew you were excited about A Tribe Called Quest. They've been nominated before this year. They're finally in.
We didn't even talk about them because the fan vote was so low, to be perfectly. I was kind of drawing a parallel to the fan vote to that. And when I saw it last night, I texted my brother. We've liked Tribe forever. And I said, by the way, Tribe got in.
That's exciting.
Tribe Called Quest got in. So
even more exciting, though, is they announced the date. And we get the induction ceremony this year. I love reading everyone's opinion, what they think of the people that got in, that didn't get in, who they wish they would get in. Angie said she's glad Mary J. Blige, Jimmy Buffett, Sharon Cool and the Gang made it. She wished Jimmy was still alive to see this. That's awesome.
Yeah, but he got in.
He did.
I thought that was amazing. I'm like, that is going to be, what a tribute that's going to be. I can't wait to see what they do for him at the induction ceremony. And that was those were certainly quite a few comments throughout our socials.
Don also made a comment, though, that I didn't know this, and maybe you did. Mm-hmm. It says, finally, Big Mama Thornton. And that's one I didn't mention because I didn't know that artist. I kind of stuck with maybe artists that we would play in Star 102. Finally, Big Mama Thornton, she did Hound Dog 3 years before Elvis covered it. I didn't know that.
I just read that same thing on the socials.
That's
I think that's a lot of those. You know, we know the main bands. We know the hits. If you love particular bands or artists, then you know the deep cuts and you follow them and maybe seen them on tour or whatever else. But I also love the not only the performers, but the influencer categories as well, where some of these songs came from, some of these, you know, these beats came from. You're around long enough, you hear some similarities, or you hear different samples of different tracks from years ago that artists today use and things like that, which is great. So that I think that's, you know, that's really good information. Yeah.
There are people also complaining about people that didn't get in. Like Katie says, still waiting for Iron Maiden.
Has Iron Maiden even talked? Are they on the fan vote? I don't know all of the artists on the fan vote. Like, are they on the fringe of getting in at all? Is it just a favorite band of hers?
Why did you say that? I feel like Iron Maiden was in the fan vote. Would have to double check. And then Beverly said no Lenny Kravitz. I was surprised by that one too. He was a first time nominee this year. I know you thought he wouldn't get in. I thought for sure Lenny Kravitz was getting in this year.
That's about the only one that I hit. I just thought to myself, like, any, I mean, I talked about it Friday. You can listen back on the podcast. I didn't think he was going to get in. And not that he won't get in. I'm just thinking to myself, maybe not this time around.
Maybe he'll get in when Mariah does.
Oh, we'll get into that. I heard that. I was shocked she didn't get in.
I was not.
I clearly, you know, let's get to this next. I clearly am missing something on Mariah Carey. I have two examples about this.
Okay.
I thought Mariah was getting in. Here's two examples. Remember we did the poll?
Yes. Celine or Mariah?
Celine or Mariah, and Mariah just got crushed by Celine. It wasn't even close. And then I thought to myself, if we're just looking, obviously the Rock Hall is all encompassing, right? It's all various genres. It is just your elite at your particular genre or songwriting or whatever it might be. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, Mariah's probably in. Not that if I have a voting, I don't know if I would personally vote her in or out or what. But I'm thinking, oh, yeah, Mariah's definitely in. That's, to me, was kind of a no-brainer. And then you were drawing the parallel on Friday. Oh, well, they're announcing this on American Idol. That's a cool, different step to do. It's a little twist to how they announce the inductees. She obviously was on American Idol and a judge on American Idol. This has been years ago. And I said to you, I don't know how she left the show, if it was in good spirits, if it was not, if it matters, if there's any correlation there at all. I don't know. Maybe there is.
But I backtracked what I said, because from the beginning, I'm like, no way Mariah's getting in this year. And then they said they were doing that American Idol announcement, which was so different than anything they've done in the past. And I thought, oh, it must be some Mariah tie-in. And I backtracked. I'm like, oh, she's definitely getting in now because they're doing it on Idol. But, and you said, like you said, when you first heard it, you're like, oh, Mariah's getting in. There is something you can tell when they put the nominees out. And I don't even know how to put this into words. And maybe somebody listening understands it too. There's just this vibe you get when they announce the artist. You have to look at the artist and then see who's surrounding them. And when you see other artists like Mary J. Blige and Cher, these like prominent women, I feel like it was just much more obvious that those two were getting in, and to keep it as a well-balanced class, they couldn't do Mariah. Like, I feel like Cher was like no-brainer getting in because of the comments she made this year. And Mary J., who was not a first-time nominee, was getting in. That Mariah was just like, you knew she wasn't going to get in. There's some vibe you can kind of feel when you look at the overall nominees.
You were on it. I really thought she was getting. I think that the class is tremendous. I don't think that we're missing Mariah this time around.
No, and if for being
her, are you
in.
Kidding? Oh, yeah, she'll get in. Yeah. So
it just isn't right now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to
other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, Jed and Tim Show. What's your shoulder?
It's okay. My wrist is what's sore. What about you? Is your shoulder hurt?
A little bit. I definitely have to buy a new pair of jeans.
Oh, I can't even with my Costco raincoat that I loved.
Yeah.
That now is brown paint.
What's your one thing? We are, as a Odyssey Cleveland group, we are very good painters.
Yes, we are. Accomplished a lot. Just didn't really think through the whole outfit, I don't think.
I understand now painting that thing. We'll get to this. I understand now why at home I'm not allowed to paint. It makes sense now. It makes sense.
Not a great painter. A lot of drips.
Just not a
little bit of a mess.
It reminds me of, you know, I don't know, early 20s, late to whatever. I'm trying to find myself, have all these different jobs, trying to figure out what I like, trying to figure out what to do. What is Tim going to grow up to be? Later in life, I'm actually still trying to figure that out. But back in the day, I was a baker. I worked at Giant Eagle Bakery. I actually liked that job. And when I got done baking, whether it was frying the donuts where you started or you moved up the ladder, I was arguably the messiest baker of life.
Oh.
And same thing at home. Like, I do like to bake. Like, on top of the stuff and in the stuff, I do like to bake. When that happens, it is like flour and sugar and butter and just exploded everywhere. Like a volcano of flour just all over the place. It turns out usually okay. Like, the fence was like just one of 45 people or whatever it is. And my pants and everything, I just have no awareness to keep it clean. I'm like a toddler trying to do this stuff.
It was definitely a sloppier day.
Might have to go to nice Poshmark.
Get yourself a new jean.
So it's Earth Day, and I think that this was really a great thing that we did as a company, as Odyssey Cleveland. We did some painting on Friday.
Yeah, we went to the Cleveland Metro Parks. We painted a large. How many feet did you say it was? 1,600 feet?
Our market manager, Tom Herschel, when we got done with the project, and thanks to everybody that helped out, it was really a group effort.
It was an awesome group effort.
Just
a lot
cool
of fun.
Cool to see coworkers that maybe you haven't seen for a while because maybe they work afternoon drive or remotely or whatever it might be. So at the end of this project, which our market manager, Tom Herschel, painted the fence by himself with one brush.
Seriously.
We all had rollers. He refused. He wanted one brush and hit the lowest part of the fence by himself, which no person should be doing. But to answer your question, at the very end of it, he's getting his watch out. It's like, I'm going to figure out how many linear feet long this is.
Oh. Via the watch?
This is why you're our market manager.
He's fancy.
So the linear feet, the fence was just over 0.2 miles long, which I believe in linear feet. So you have 5,280 feet in a mile.
That's a lot of
math. You multiply that by 0.2, roughly 1,600 feet of fence.
And there were, about 45 of us there? And it took well over an hour to paint that whole thing. And everyone did a great job. And like you said, it was nice to see coworkers maybe we don't see because they work in different day parts or at different stations here in the building. So it was a lot of fun.
But paint on pants on jeans, ruined. Those are gone, right?
I think so.
You toss
and was
those.
Was it an oil-based paint that we were using? Do you know if it was oil-based?
I just know they were drums of brown paint.
It was
a lot of paint.
And plentiful paint available.
How many times were we reminded to be careful with the paint?
Oh, 632 maybe.
Were we wearing gloves?
We were.
So we were ready to go. This is clearly a Tim thing. And I don't know. I looked at my gloves. I don't know how much paint I got on the actual fence. I have paint. I must be a knee slapper as I paint. It's been
a
while
since I... Did you knee slap with the roller?
My entire left knee and thigh has paint all over it. So unless I cut them off like a jort.
Do not jort.
Just above
Do
the paint
Do not
splatter.
Jort. Nobody wants to see you in a jort.
Well, you don't know. Maybe
well, that's fair. Somebody
you know,
might. Somebody might.
Be, yeah.
So you painted the thigh region.
I painted, so definitely the knee and just above the thigh. So I think that those jeans are gone unless somebody has some type of hack.
I don't know about that with paint.
I got some of
my
jacket.
I had like a raincoat, like just a thin non-lined raincoat. One of my faves from Costco. And I got a couple swabs of paint on that, too. I was pretty bummed about.
You got it out? It just...
No, I didn't try yet.
Yet?
I didn't try it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it dried. I don't know if it's just a ruined coat now or
what. Yeah, I think it might be. If you have a hack, paint on fabric?
Shiny fabric?
Jeans?
Denim?
Paint on jeans. Not paint on jeans. Oh. Trend.
No.
Which reminds
me. Don't do that.
So I got paint splatters all over my jeans from our One Thing project, and Dan Crandall texts the show. Just paint the rest of the jeans.
Oh, there you go. Nice brown jean.
Hey, Steph, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So I have paint splatters all over my jeans. Jen has some on a hoodie. How do you remove that from fabric?
Isopropyl alcohol, rubbing alcohol.
It gets paint out?
Yep.
Do you like pour it on and soak, or do you dab and, swipe?
Dab and swipe with a cotton ball, and it'll take the paint right out.
Okay,
dab and swipe.
This is awesome. Let's dab and swipe.
Paul wants to get in. Hey, Paul, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good. I'm on the way to work.
There you go. Great. Well, we appreciate you listening. Paint out of jeans or a hoodie or whatever. Do you have a resolution to that?
So I get to take the anti-position because, in my opinion, you've been granted a gift, which is the only pants you're ever going to wear when you ever paint ever again in your entire life.
Okay.
Just live in the back of your closet until the next time you got to paint something.
Yes.
And then those are the ones you wear.
Yes!
They're your paint pants.
There you go. Paint pants.
You got them.
That's a good call. So I can either clean them, try to, or paint pants.
I think you
paint
got paint pants.
For $400.
Yeah.
I think I'll go with the paint pants. I have one more paint call.
Oh, to get the paint out of the pants or keep the paint pants?
Yeah, paint out of the pants. Please go right ahead.
You wet the area where the paint is, then you douse it with fabric softener generously and let it sit for about an hour or so. Come back and you can use like a little brush or you can use your fingernail or whatever, and you can literally pick off the paint.
Pick off that paint.
So what are you going to do?
I'll put this back in the closet, I think.
They're your paint pants?
My grass is too long right now. I have to mow that first, then maybe we'll get to the pants.
Then you can do clean.
My wife
pants.
Texted me. My daughter got on the bus. She couldn't see her because the grass was so high. Like we're gonna. Everybody on the block. That's when you're forced into it. When both of the neighbors mow the grass, and you look like it. Today's the day. It's
got
to be. I've tried to put it off. People were mowing yesterday. They had their winter gear on, winter hats on. I'm like, wait, today's gonna be 61.
Today's the day to mow.
But and to be fair, they also have, real jobs till 5.
No.
So I guess they have
Wait,
to.
You don't have a real job?
So,
oh,
fine.
Geez.
There you go. So thank you very much. My takeaway is the pants are ruined for life.
Oh, boy. It's 35 degrees in Concord, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced the class of 2024. Inductees are Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Ozzy Osbourne, Jimmy Buffett, Dionne Warwick, Foreigner, Kool & the Gang, Peter Frampton, and there's a total of 16. This year's induction ceremony will be here in Cleveland this fall at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on October 19th, a Saturday night. The Guardians swept the A's. Now, 6-2 was their win in the final game of the three-game sweep. Up next, the Red Sox are in town. 6-10 game tomorrow night. In Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department was released on Friday, has broken several records, Timothy. I don't know if you noticed this.
I like this story. I don't like the it's a record of postage stamps.
No,
or the amount of traffic on Thanksgiving weekend is increasing as opposed to a random April day.
I have never given a record on postage stamps.
You can give me Taylor Swift every hour, every half hour. I'm good.
You get mad when I talk about the price going up on postage stamps. There's never a postage stamp stat or record.
Oh, there is. Does forever mean forever? Stay tuned.
If that were a story, I would cover it.
You also don't like when someone dies and then the
streams or the sales of their music goes up and I bring it up because I'm like, wow, everyone's listening to, you know, Prince now or whatever.
It's your surprise is what drives me crazy. Like, right. Tim, did you see this? It's up 1,500%. I said, well, that's because musically maybe they haven't been relevant in decades, and that's the increase in spins because the person just died. It's very, very sad.
I mean, probably it
was a Jimmy Buffett thing, right? When Jimmy Buffett passed away, I'm sure there were a lot of streams. It's very, you know, he's selling paradise. He's tremendous. And then all of a sudden, boom, everybody's listening because they're sad he passed away.
Yes, but that number is always so large. That is what astonishes me.
I can't wait for this one.
Well, Taylor Swift sold 1.4 million units of her album, The Tortured Poets Department. On its first day, it was a record for biggest sales week in the U.S. ever.
That's big. That's massive.
Streaming platforms got 234 million on-demand streams. And then her video, Fortnite with Post Malone, got 18.4 million streams upon release. Now 2 days in, she's at 28 million views.
Her ex is listening to that?
Yeah.
100%, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's writing a song about you, you know you're getting ripped. You know what happened behind the scenes.
Maddie
Healy said, uh-oh. Joel went, which track is it? Let's go to track 5.
You know who I bet had a really good day, though? Charlie Puth. Did you see the reference to Charlie Puth?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Massive. Right.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Once again, covering Cleveland. Helping us do that is Tori Karras of the Cleveland Cavaliers. So we have game 2 tonight at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse at 7 p.m. Can we still get tickets?
To purchase tickets that are available for any games in round 1, you can visit cavs.com/playoffs. In addition to that, too, when you're coming to these games, we obviously want the fans to get excited, want to give them a little love when they're coming in to cheer us on. So we'll have giveaways at every game. And then coming back for game 2, we'll have a short sleeve t-shirt presented by Sprite and a rally towel presented by Bath & Body Works and an LED bracelet as well. So all the fans will get the swag to get them excited about us being in the playoffs again.
That's so awesome. Now, what about when we're out of town? Are there going to be watch parties?
Absolutely. We have to make sure that we're cheering on the team and give, you know, bring the energy from afar. So we're going to be kicking off some watch parties during our game 3 and game 4. We'll be hosting those presented by Sherwin-Williams at the Clevelander. So we're going to be bringing a lot of fun, including entertainment teams, mascots, giveaways, and just making sure everybody knows that we're getting in the Cavs spirit there. So we hope people come and join us to watch the games and cheer us on from there as well.
So everything we need to know Cavs related, where do we go?
Yes, we try to make this easy for our fans as much as possible. So if you can go to cavs.com/playoffs, and that's the official headquarters for Cavs fans to find anything and everything they need as we go throughout this exciting playoff run. So we hope to see fans at the game or celebrate at a watch party with us, and it should be very exciting and fun.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.